Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We have a book launch that is coming up for Friday, December 6th, and it is a great book celebrating 100 years of the Stratford Arena. And joining us in studio is the author, Ian Denamy. Ian, it is wonderful to see you. Nice to have you here in the studio. We've chatted on the phone.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on the book.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm starting to breathe a little bit. It's done. I just need it in my hands, and I'm starting to relax a little bit.
Fantastic. It's 100 years of the Stratford Arena. How long has it taken you to write this book? It's a lot of research behind it.
Yeah, it's been about 18 months, give or take. I keep saying when I've had the idea for almost 15 years, honestly. I think around the time of Hockey Day in Canada back in 2010, I left that event thinking there should be a book about this place. Like, that was sort of a seminal moment that that made me think this should be done. And and then I didn't do anything for 14 years. Last year when I started the research, I kind of had another epiphany, which was I should have started this research a long time ago, because 100 years is a lot to get through.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's nice to finally have the finish line here, and I'm excited to get it in front of people.
All right, well, let's talk about what's in the book in terms of celebrating 100 years of the Stratford Arena. And it's interesting you've gone with Stratford Arena, because it's certainly the big old barn has had a few names and name changes over the years.
Yeah, that was I struggled with that a little bit. When it first opened back in 1924, it was called the Classic City Arena. And then when the city bought it in 1941, it became simply the Stratford Arena. I know when I was growing up, we just called it the main arena. That was kind of what we just called it, not so it wouldn't be confused with the Rotary or the Dufferin. And then, yeah, in 96, it became the William Allman Arena. So, yeah, that was a difficult thing to figure out how to name it, but Stratford Arena kind of seemed, you know, like a catch-all. I don't think there'll be any confusion.
No, exactly. There you go. So again, congratulations on this. For researching this book, did you go through newspaper clippings, archives, interviews? How did that come together?
Yeah, a lot of time at the Stratford Perth Archives. Big shout out to them. They were very helpful. They, you know, pulled their files, pulled clippings. And then a lot of time with microfilm as well. And if anyone's ever worked with microfilm, you know how tedious it can be. So, I spent a lot of hours at the archives flipping through pages. And then once I got that that sort of basic history down, then it was just talking to a lot of people. I talked to dozens of people for this project. And again, shout out to two people in particular, John Kastner and Dan Matheson. Everyone, I think, in town knows those two guys, and they were a wealth of information and also contacts. If I needed a phone number, I went to those two, and they had it. So, just lots of interviews, and it was fun to talk to so many people and hear their stories.
Any surprises in terms of researching this book about the Allman Arena? Something maybe you thought, oh, I can't believe this, or wow, this is incredible.
I guess a big one for me was, you know, I thought I knew the basic history that, you know, and what I found as I did some research was, every 5 or 10 years in the Beacon Herald, there would be, you know, an anniversary story looking back at the history. And those were sort of all the same, you know, repeating the same stories and events and stuff. But a big one for me was I found that in 1952, the Toronto Maple Leafs played here in Stratford at the arena. The Cleveland Barons, an AHL team, held their training camp in Stratford, and it was very common at the time for NHL teams to play against AHL teams in the preseason. So the Cleveland Barons hosted the Toronto Maple Leafs and the New York Rangers a couple days later.
Is that right?
And the list of Hall of Famers that played in that game, you know, Johnny Bower, though he was playing for the Cleveland Barons at the time, he played in that game. Tim Horton, Ted Kennedy, all these Hall of Famers. And Max Bentley didn't make it in time because he'd been sent home to Manitoba to help with the harvest.
That's a different age of NHL hockey right there. That's awesome. So that's just a sample of what is in this book. It's 100 years of the Stratford Arena, as CJCS is celebrating its 100th anniversary as well. And speaking of some of those Hall of Famers or those great names, Wayne Gretzky, it's often been reported he scored his first goal at the Allman Arena or the Stratford Arena. Is that true or?
Yes, that's completely true. That's in the book. The photo is in there.
Great.
Walter Gretzky was a bit of a shutterbug. That was his hobby. So as luck would have it, he took a photo of Wayne coming in on the right wing and scoring his first goal in Stratford. And again, researching that a little bit, Walter later said that was the only goal he scored that year. He was 6 years old, playing on a team with 10-year-olds.
Okay.
And it's also where the famous jersey tuck came from, because if he hadn't tucked his jersey in, it would have gone down past his knees. So he tucked it in the one side. And yeah, that was the only goal he scored. And Walter joked that if he hadn't scored that goal in Stratford, he might have quit hockey.
Okay.
And that might have been the end of the Gretzky legend.
But the rest is history. Incredible. So again, the book launch, let's talk about that. That's coming up for Friday, December 6th.
Yes, Friday, December 6th. It's going to be at the Bunker Performance Lounge down on Wellington Street. Going to be pretty informal. Come by, buy a book, hopefully, please.
Yes, absolutely.
And stick around, have a drink, and we can chat, and I'll hopefully tell some stories, and we'll just talk about the book, and it should be a good time.
And I imagine the book is just chock full of amazing photographs.
Yes, that was the idea. Again, the archives was great there, and did my best to source as many photos as I could. Took a lot as well myself. I got great access. One little tease I'll give, because this was one of my favorite things, was when you go into the arena and there's the windows at the top with the covered two-way glass. I'd wondered about that room my entire life. People call it the private box or whatever. And, I worked in the arena for about 3 years. I had a master key to go everywhere in that rink except that room. I'd never set foot in it. And I assume if you know what I'm talking about, then you probably feel the same way. But I gained access. I took photos, and those photos are in the book as well.
There you go. So you got to pick up a copy of the book for sure. Again, it's the book launch, which is Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m. That's happening at the Bunker Performance Lounge and Cafe for 104 Wellington Street. We'll share all the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. But again, this is 100 years of the Stratford Arena, this historic building, and there's just not too many arenas like this anymore. And especially when you're in at the Almond Arena, when you look up at the banners, as I say, like you just feel the history of the place.
Yeah, for sure. And, that's part of what made me want to do this is just, it's like you said, these arenas don't exist anymore. There's so, so few of them. I have a son who's playing hockey now, and we travel around a fair bit. And there's a sameness to all the arenas now. If you've been in one, double pad or quadruple plex thing, you've kind of been in them all. So So it's still special to step into an arena like this one and see the history and feel it, and it just hits different than anywhere else.
Well, congratulations on this. This is fantastic. 100 years of the Stratford Arena, and the book launch, as we mentioned, is Friday, December 6th, 7 p.m. at the Bunker Performance Lounge and Cafe. Is it kind of a drop-in thing? You don't have to get tickets or anything like that?
No tickets, no cover, drop-in. And aside from that event, I'll be selling them at the arena during games.
Great.
During Warriors and Irish games, basically until I sell out. So come by again, the Irish game on December 7th for sure. The big Stratford St. Mary's game on December 13th.
Awesome.
For sure. And if none of that works out for you and you really want a copy, you can drop me a line. You can email me at stratfordarenabook@gmail.com we can connect, and I'll make sure you get a copy.
You bet. It makes a great Christmas gift, we should also say. Yes. There you go. Ian Denemy with all of the details. And again, congratulations. Fabulous. 100 years of the Stratford Arena. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jamie. Thanks for having me.